As Italians head to the polls, the people of Greece are grappling with a very fundamental question. Who is Greek? 3 years ago, Greece's parliament passed a law making it easier for the children of legal immigrants to apply for citizenship. But the country's highest administrative court just struck down that law. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that the decision reflects popular anxiety about the ability of Greece's battered economy to absorb newcomers. It also taps into centuries-old emotions about protecting an ancient national identity.
Jackie Abulaman is a petite and lively college student from Athens. She's hanging out with friends at a jazz cafe in a bohemian neighborhood.
I enjoy going out just as the next Greek kid, you know, the whole let's go out, let's have fun, let's dance, let's laugh. That is so Greek and that is just so familiar.
Jackie's mom is from Kenya and her dad is from Nigeria. She was born, raised, and educated in Athens and speaks Greek fluently. But Jackie is not a Greek citizen. Unlike in the United States, birth in European countries does not confer automatic citizenship. Jackie wants to be a Greek citizen and applied for her passport nearly 3 years ago. At that time, former Interior Minister Yanis Ragousis told Parliament that he wanted to make it easier for people like Jackie to get citizenship.
If someone really wants to become a Greek citizen, something which is an honor for this country, then we must create an efficient, respectful, and transparent process through which they can apply for it.
Ragousis says the process of applying for citizenship was riddled with corruption. Unless you paid bribes or had political connections, you often had to wait at least 10 years for anyone to even look at your application. So he sponsored legislation, adopted in early 2010, that fast-tracked citizenship for the Greek-born children of legal residents who had lived in the country for at least 5 years. But Andonis Samaras, now the prime minister, lobbied to overturn the law, and earlier this month, the country's highest administrative court obliged. Now tens of thousands of people like Jackie Abulaman are in limbo. Dimitris Christopoulos, who leads the Hellenic League for Human Rights, says Samaras believes Greeks are a nation and that this law would abolish nationhood.
He's convinced that nationhood is based on racial belonging. He uses that as a communicational tool in his political campaign.
Prime Minister Samaras capitalized on rising Greek fear of foreigners in a TV interview just before his party prevailed in elections last spring. He said he planned to wipe out the new citizenship law and stop giving handouts to immigrants at a time when Greeks are suffering. Growing up black, Jackie Abulaman was made to feel that Greece was not really her home.
I was always made to feel from the textbooks how the foreigners always viewed as something negative, something threatening, something that they're coming after us and we have to defeat them.
Some Greeks believe that defeating foreigners will protect Greek language and culture, which has survived for centuries through wars and occupations, says Nikos Konstantaras, a newspaper editor and essayist.
For example, the triumphs of Alexander the Great, they mingle with the fall of Constantinople and the loss of Asia Minor and so on, as if they were all part of everybody's life.
He says that Greeks especially see the 400-year occupation of the country by the Ottoman Turks as a time when preserving identity was a matter of life or death.
The fact that the lives depended on the Ottomans' wishes helped define who was on one side and who was on the other to a very, very strong extent. That has sunk in the Greeks, and there is that sense of us against them all the time.
Stefanos Mouagi, a well-known actor of Ugandan descent, was born in Athens and is a proud Greek citizen. He says Greek history and mythology have always been part of his life. He's now playing three roles in Hecuba, a play by Euripides. His experience as a naturalized Greek citizen is exceptional. His parents, a doctor and a nurse, are among a handful of Africans who work high-profile jobs at Greek hospitals. The police officers who stop other black men on suspicion of being undocumented migrants ask Stefanos for his autograph. He wishes his homeland was more welcoming to people like Jackie Abulaman. Anyone who's born here ought to have the chance to become a Greek, he says. Why feel like a foreigner in your own home? For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.